Então, nesse ato de Shemaya. We are in Torah Lamed Zayin 37. Tirshu Adonai ve'uzo bakshu fanav tamid. Tirshu Adonai, it's asked for Hashem. Ve'uzo, it's His power. His power is the righteous man, it's the tzaddik. Adonai Oz la'amo iten, that Hashem gonna give the tzaddik to His nation. So we need to ask for Hashem and we need to ask for the Tzaddik, we need to ask for Rabbeinu. There are a lot of confusions in Breslev about the Tzaddik HaEmet, the righteous man of the generation. So, I'm sure that you're not going to listen to what I'm going to tell you, but I'm obligated to tell you that. The Tzaddik HaEmet, it's only Rabbi Nachman Breslev. It's not a Rabbi Berland, it's not a Rabbi Shalom, it's not no one. It's only Rabbi Nachman Breslev. Only Rabbi Nachman Breslev. This is the tzaddik of the generation. The generation has been divided to the souls of Moshe Rabbeinu. That it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the first shepherd of Am Yisrael. And after it, we had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And after it we had Ari HaKadosh, and after it we had Baal Shem Tov, and after it we believe that it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is it. The things that Rabbeinu wrote on himself and said on himself, the way that we believe in every word that he said, brought us to understand that he's the tzaddik of the generation, because he explained that this is the reality, so we're just accepting it from him. This is our tradition. We're Baalei Tshuva. Baalei Tshuva, they're not obligated to certain customs or edot. They have to choose by themselves the path to serve Hashem. Even if you're Ashkenazi, you don't have to keep the halachot like Ashkenazim if you're a Baal Tshuva. If you don't feel like it at all in the Ashkenazi shul and you rather, because for an example in Eretz Israel, everyone are here are Israelim, so it's a lot closer to the minagim of Edot HaMizrach, how the people behave today, regular. So it's a lot easier for a Baal Tshuva to become Sfaradi in the Batei Knesiot, in the neighborhoods, in the Shchunot. They can find it a lot easier. The Ashkenazi communities are a lot more close, a lot more in the religious areas. So it's a lot harder for a Baal Tshuva to find himself in the beginning, when he's still outside, connecting himself to an Ashkenazi community. And if he decided already to be Haredi, to come to area of Mea Shearim, or I don't know, or that he's going to Yishuvim, to Itnachluyot, so he can find communities easily. But in the beginning, first steps, it's so a Baal Tshuva is not obligated to Minhag of Avotav, to the customs of his fathers. He has to find the way that fit for him in his Avodat Hashem. This is why when people are telling me, I'm thinking to go to Tzfat, to Yeshiva Chabad over there, and I think to go over there, and I want to learn in Or Sameach, I have a Chavruta in Mir. You don't know which sparks and what he needs to complete and what he needs to achieve in his Avodat Hashem to tell him an opinion. Because you cannot say an opinion because you don't really know who is he. Who is standing in front of you? Who is waiting for him in Mir? Who is waiting for him in Or Sameach? You don't know who he's going to meet, who he's going to find, what he's going to learn over there, which sparks he has to gather, to take from that place. So you have to flow with him. You have to understand that he's got his own path in Avodat Hashem. So, all of the rabbis of Breslev, they're all students. The students of Rabbeinu. And as much as they cancel themselves to the opinion, to the da'at, to the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they have that merit that Rabbeinu is revealing himself to them, by them. Like Rav Shalom said, Rabbeinu's got a lot more ink in his pen, and he's keep on writing books. Rav Shalom canceled himself to Rabbeinu a lot, and he liked that he told me once You cannot imagine, and you will never going to be able to understand how much I sacrificed and sacrificing today that huge light of Rabbeinu HaKadosh is going to go through me. Those are words that he told me. So we don't understand what it means. We don't understand really what it means, because if you don't see yourself holding in that place that he's holding, it means that you're not sacrificing what that he sacrificed. And even that you do feel that you sacrifice also, and you also do your itbodeduyot, and you're also trying, and you're guarding your eyes, alright, but you're not doing as much as others, as righteous people. For an example, just that you're going to understand a little bit, the Moharosh said, Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik, that for over 6 months in his life, he was learning every day all of the Likutei Moharan. Can you understand that? All of that book, every day for over 6 months. Every day, finish the Likutei Moharan, Siyum Likutei Moharan. Waking up Chatzot, taking that book and working on it until he is finishing it, probably very close to Chatzot, to next Chatzot. Working hard for a long, long time. And he said for over 3 years that he was finishing all of the Likutei Halachot in a certain very short time, something like weekly or something like that also. All of the Likutei Halachot, or monthly, I don't remember. All of the Likutei Halachot, again and again, for over 3 years. Every day, learning only Likutei Halachot. Harav Berland in Bnei Brak, I heard stories from father of Avram Saginer. He passed away a few years ago, but he said that he knew Rav Berland from Bnei Brak over 40 years in Bnei Brak. He said there was a machsan, I say a shelter? No, sorry, miklat, I want to say.
Shelter.
That he would enter to that shelter, and he was teaching Likutei Halachot 24 hours, mamash, days, for days. He was sitting in that shelter and learning Likutei Halachot out loud, and people would come and sit and listen to Shiur and going, and people would change, and he is sitting and teaching Likutei Halachot for months. That was what that he was doing. That was his Avodat Hashem. Alright, Shachrit? Wonderful. Playing Shachrit or Mikveh? Mikveh. Or Birkot HaTorah? Birkot HaShachar? Wonderful. And all of the rest is Avodat Hashem. All of the rest is Avodat Hashem. So Tzadikim, they achieved something that we don't understand. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said, a man that is keeping all of Shulchan Aruch, from the first halakha to the last halakha, he's a good Jew. He's not a tzaddik. This is a kosher Jew, kosher Eid. This is it. You keep Shulchan Aruch. It's not, it's good, it's a very huge level, it's amazing, but it's not a tzaddik. Tzaddik is something else. And tzaddikim, there are a lot. And they're all... not even in the Lamed Vav, 36 righteous people of every generation. And all of those Lamed Vav are not the tzaddik of the generation. They're not the leader, the shepherd of the generation. The shepherd of the generation, this is something totally else. Totally else. And that is only Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev, and not no one else. And all of the rest are students of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that we cannot understand even their greatness and how huge they are. And what really, how much they are important to Hashem Yitbarach. But, and Rabbeinu said, that to learn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, letfisa beklal, you cannot reach him at all, you cannot grab him, you cannot understand him at all. But you do understand things in Avodat Hashem. You do understand a little bit, you think you do, what you do understand. Only things that connected to the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik, the righteous man, he is the one that is leading the generation, even spiritually. The things, Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan, that the sweetness of the fruits depends on the tzaddik of the generation. You eat now an apple, and if it's sweet or not, it's because of Rabbeinu. It's hard to understand how huge Rabbeinu is. What are we talking about? But the tzaddikim, the Gemara is asking, Man Malke, who are the kings? Rabbanan, the Talmid HaChachamim. They have the power to lead the world spiritually. They cancel their physical aspect of being, and they become to be spiritual beings. they become to be so spiritual that they cancel themselves to infinity, and they are inside in infinity. They're endless. Means you can talk to him now. Someone here has got a doubt that if now you talk about the Baba Sali, the Baba Sali knows every word that you talk. Someone here have a doubt about it? If someone have a doubt about it, that now you mention the name Baba Sali and Baba Sali doesn't know about it, so he's very, very far from faith. Very, no connection to faith. It's obvious, it's simple. And when you go to the Tzion of the Tzaddik, even more so. What you can achieve over there. For sure that we're talking about it because B'Siyata Dishmaya is close to Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbeinu said that everyone, kol mi shesar li mishmati, everyone that is listening to me, ish bal yader, no one allow not to come. No one have no permission not to come. Only if your wife is saying to you, you're not going, and she's fighting with you on that, and you see that it's damaging the shalom bayit in a mamash in a bad way, then you're not allowed to go. But either no other excuse. What?
Exceptions.
Money, it's imaginations. Money you're going to receive when Rabbeinu is going to invite you to Uman. And if you don't have the money, means you didn't receive the invitation yet. Rabbeinu got issues with you. You're not humble enough. You need to bring you somewhere still with your faith. It's still to Rabbeinu said, then you have Chassid Metugan. I said Chassid Metugan.
Right.
Bride Chassid. Why? Our friend Lior Moshe told me. Rabbeinu forbidden us to eat raw onion because it's poison. It's got mamash. It's damaging. So, but also that poison, the batsal, the onion, if you fried it, it becomes to be sweet. This is why Rabbeinu said, "I am chassid metugan." I like chassid fried chassid, because he wants you sweet. He wants you to be sweet. If you're smiling, you're sweet. If you're saying thank you to Hashem Yitzbarach, you're sweet. The Torah, if you think you deserve to come to Uman, you're worthy, you prayed on it every day, and you think you're supposed to come, so Rabbeinu is saying it depends on me. I told you that last year there was a person that came to Uman, he fly in the flight to Uman, he landed in Kiev, he came to Uman, he entered Mamash to the area of the Tzion, he came to the gate, the Shar Yitzchak, to the gate of the Tzion. Police officer arrested him, checked his passport, brought him back to Kiev on the aeroplane back to Eretz Yisrael. He was standing in the gate of the Tzion and he didn't enter. And he didn't say Tikkun HaKlal, nothing. He just went back home. No Rosh Hashanah for you. This is it. Rabbeinu wants us to achieve the purpose, the tachlit. The tachlit is to be humble. And you cannot receive humility from someone that is not humble. And only someone that is really humble, he can give you that. He can teach you how to achieve that. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Yirei Shamayim. Ma Anochi Mevakesh Mimcha Kiim Liyirah. I'm asking you only to be Yirei. And why Moshe is saying that? Because Moshe can hand it to you. Because Moshe knew that if Am Yisrael is going to listen to him, they're going to be answered. They're going to receive what did he receive. He took them out of Egypt. And now he can give them also the Torah. And after it, he also can bring them into Eretz Israel. And he can build Beit HaMikdash. And he can do whatever he wants. Moshe got the powers to do whatever that other prophets cannot achieve. Even Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov couldn't achieve what that Moshe Rabbeinu can achieve. All of the prophets are waiting when Hashem is going to come to speak with them. And Moshe Rabbeinu is just calling Hashem. And Hashem is coming. He wants Hashem to come. Hashem is coming. Yes, what happened, Moshe? What do you need, Moshe? This is the power. Is there a Chumash Shmot here? This is the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu has got something that no one else has. No one else has. And Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it to the Rabbah. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it to us. Moshe Rabbeinu is not taking it for himself. He doesn't need it. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that he receives, he wants to hand it to Am Yisrael. it's not what that I was looking for, but this is the end of it. ואתה עיניו, אם תיסח את הטעם, ואם עין, מכן הנה מספרך אשר כתבת. Or that you're accepting all of what that I told you to forgive them, to erase all of their sins, or erase me from the book that you wrote. Erase me from the Torah. And like I showed it to you, if you remember, that the letters of im ayin mechen ina, from the end, if you're going to read it, it's ani Nachman. I am Nachman. Vim ayin mechen ina. If you read it from the end to the beginning, it's ani Nachman, I am Nachman. This is Rabbi Nachman. It wasn't what that I was looking for. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to וידבר השם אל משה פנים אל פנים כאשר ידבר איש אל רעהו. השם was talking to משה, not משה is talking to השם, not like that רבנו told us you need to talk to הקדוש ברוך הוא like you talk to your best friend. וידבר השם אל משה, השם was talking to משה פנים אל פנים, face to face, כאשר ידבר איש אל רעהו, like that the friends are talking. משה was the friend of הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he had a friend. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he had a friend. He had משה רבנו. עבד נאמן, a loyal slave. This is a friend. You want to have a רב חבר, you want your rabbi to be a friend of yours, you need to be loyal. When you're going to be loyal, you're going to be his friend. This is it. In the moment that you're going to show loyalty to your rabbi, you're going to be his friend. This is it. He doesn't need to hide things from you, to have secrets from you. No, he just... If you're loyal, you deserve it. If you're not loyal, like we said yesterday, if you remember, you went through so much from yesterday's shiur to today. I'm sure you forgot so much. Unfortunately. ויאמר משה אל השם. השם, משה is saying to השם. ראה, look. It's התבודדות. All התבודדות. ראה, look, he's saying to השם. אתה אומר אליי, you're telling me, הל את העם הזה, take that people up, to rise them. You put them on my shoulders, right? They're under my responsibility. You told me to do that. ואתה, but you, השם, לא דעתני את אשר תשלח עמי, but you didn't let me know what's going to be in the future, how you're going to, what's going to be their reward, how you're going to support the ones that are going to succeed. So, what? I need to have something to give them. You told me to save them. You told me to take them, to carry them. Wonderful, I want to. But you are not answering to my tefillot. You didn't let me know what's going to be in the future. Ve'ata amarta, but you said, yedaticha, I know you, that you're honest. Moshe, look at Moshe, how... It's holy brazenness. This is Azut Ekdusha. You told me you like me. Why not answering my prayers? What's going on, Hashem? I'm doing what that you commanded me to do. I'm trying to do my best. And you're not answering my prayers. What's going on? וגם מצאת חן בעיניי. And you told me you liked me. ואתה, so now, משה רבנו, אם נמצאתי חן בעיניך, if really you like me, like you said, הודיעני נא את דרכיך. I want to know your ways. I want to know what's going to be the reward to the ones that are going to follow. The ones that are going to listen to you. ודעך, and I'm going to know you, למען אמצא חן בעיניך, that you're going to like me more. If I'm going to know you more, you're going to like me more. As much as you know Hashem, Hashem likes you more. This is why Rav Shalom is teaching us always, you need to know Hashem. This is the purpose. This is the tachlit. Always to look for Hashem, and to understand Hashem, and to see Hashem. And to recognize, and to understand, and to learn more and more. And always, the only way to do that, it's only by having that understanding that Hashem is good. That every difficulty that we have in our life is good. Good, good, good. Because if you have complaints, your heart is closed. You cannot accept. If you hate someone, if you're angry on someone, your heart is closed. Even if you're going to ask you for something, you cannot answer him, you hate him. If you have a certain grudge, anger on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot listen, you cannot learn from him. And this is your inner job. That when you go to do the Itbodedut in the field, you're just going to do all of that Itbodedut in that way to accept whatever Hashem wants, to accept Hashem Itbarach on you. Think about it, that Hashem Itbarach is not answering to the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu to answer to Eretz Yisrael. This is something that no one can understand how Hashem can do that to Mutar Moshe. A lot of people lost their faith because of stories like that. Why he died in the end? Why he didn't enter Eretz Israel? Why people in the Holocaust lost their children, lost their family 2 weeks before the end of the Holocaust? They lost all of their faith in Hashem. This is the test. How to throw away all of your wisdoms and to believe in Hashem like Moshe. Like that Moshe. Even that Hashem was disappointing him. That Hashem told him, no. Be quiet, he told him. This is what that I want. I don't want you to enter to Eretz Yisrael. We cannot understand why. But the real reason is that after everything is going to be finished, we're going to be answered. You're going to know the truth. And not only that you're going to know the truth, you're going to be very disgraced to understand how much you didn't believe in Hashem. On who you were not counting. On the one that loved you, on the one that gave you life, on the one that gave you everything, you were not counting on him. This is why it's so hard. This is why the faith is so gentle, and why also that we're commanded not to hurt the righteous people, and we have to respect them so much, because you can never understand how much good they're giving to you every day. Because if you enjoyed your meal, it's because that there is a certain tzaddik that is praying that Am Yisrael is going to be able to sit and eat. And because we're not deserved for nothing. We made so many sins and we made Hashem so angry so many times, and we don't even care. We don't even care about it, to do tshuva on it, to confess. And we can learn it from our confessions. You see that you confess, by the way, Hashem, I'm sorry on this, on that, on things that... I'm sorry that I was... You would understand the damage of one bad thought on one hirura, on one lust, on one desire, how much it's damaging in worlds, in heaven, in heaven. If we would just understand that, we couldn't stand the suffering, the sorrow from damaging such holy places and beautiful places that influence only kedusha, only good. And now if we're talking on Zera Lebatala and horrible sins and breaking Shabbos and doing things every Shabbos and not care about Shabbos at all, things that are important, things that are huge, things that are standing Berumo Shel Olam, like prayer, that we disgrace the tefillah every time, and it's the most important thing in the world, and we don't care. And if Hashem would just open our eyes to see the disgrace, how we're disgracing Him, we wouldn't be able to stand it. From the shame, from the disgrace, that you're disgracing the one that gives you life. You're throwing stones to the well that you drink from it. And those are mamash very gentle ways to explain it. We have to commit ourselves to have gratitude. To be grateful to Hashem Yitbarach, always. Bechol derachecha da'ehu. In all of your ways you need to know Him. You need to know Him that He is good, that Hashem wa Elokim, that Hashem He is the one that is putting the difficulties, because that He is kind. Without those difficulties, you would never succeed in your tshuva. If Hashem would give you the money that you need, you would never do tshuva. If Hashem would give you the house that you're asking for and you didn't haven't received it yet, you wouldn't do the tshuva. You wouldn't come to that humble place that is a lot more important than that house. A lot more important for you. You cannot understand it. Only because you're lazy and that you don't want to deal with your tshuva, with the fact that you're obligated to do tshuva, that you're suffering because of your sins. You don't care about your sins, you don't want to do tshuva, and you want to be rewarded. Oseh ma'aseh zimri ve'rotzeh sachar ke'pinchas, making the acts of Zimri and wants the reward of Pinchas. And this is each and every one of us, every one of us, except of you. This is every one of us, that it's hard for us to accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and he's doing only good. And when Moshe Rabbeinu had doubts on Hashem, and when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take that baby that was suffering between the bricks, between the stones of that wall over there, and he was crying to Hashem, Hashem told him, you think that you're more mercy than me? Take him out, let's see. You see that your daughter is suffering, you see that your wife she's suffering, you see that your children, you see that mamash, and you think that you have mercy. You think. How can you think that you have mercy when you still have lusts? If the Torah is saying that if a person got lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. So how come you think that you have mercy if you don't have a heart? If you still have a lust to your wife, even to your kosher wife, if you still have lust, how can you think that you have mercy if you don't have a heart? The verse is saying, Noef Isha Chasar Lev. If you have connection to lust for women, you gave your heart to that desire, to that lust. You gave it. You don't have it. It's not yours to feel with. So how can you think that you have mercy? It's not mercy. It's not mercy. This is Rachamim de Sitra Achra. This is mercy from the other side. That you have mercy on your wife, that she will not gonna suffer, and maybe that suffering is mechaper for her, creating that forgiveness for her, that she's gonna live. What do you know? Which trials she's got above her head? What do you know about your children? Maybe because of the poverty, and that they don't have a bag for school, and that they don't, I don't know what. Rav Shalom told us that his children would go, was going, Nachman and Natan, to school with no bread. They were so poor. They didn't have bread to send their children with bread to school, to Talmud Torah, when they were young. You think you know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so for sure you're wrong. Hashem don't want your children now to have a new bag, new sneakers, new pants, new kippah, I don't know what, new tzitziot. Hashem didn't give them. So if He didn't give them, so you're more mercy than Him. You know better. Where you come to that conclusion? How? Which hitbodedut you made that you passed the Creator, that you become to be wiser than the Creator? We're not holding that level. So we have to humiliate ourselves. We have to have that introduction. We have to have that beginning on the hitbodedut before we're asking. Read that wonderful book, Garden of Yearning, again and again and again. That it's going to be light. Light before mamash to your past. This is the right way. First of all, to know I am not deserved to receive nothing. Who am I to change the creation? Who am I to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what He should do in His world? Who am I? This is the beginning, first of all. And now, after that I understand it, I can share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't have enough wisdom, that I don't have that understanding, that way, that ability to accept it. It's hard for me. I don't know how to contain it. So I'm sharing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu my difficulties. This is the way to pray. You say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, for sure you're right. I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you on all of my weaknesses. I'm thanking you on all of my lackings, on my poverty, on the difficulties, on everything that I have in my life. And if you want to ask on what I'm going to thank first, thank on the thing that is make you suffer the most. This is the thing. On something that you cannot understand, how am I going to thank on that? Like Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, everyone thinks that he's got trouble like those that he for sure have to keep on whining. It's just lengthening the exile. Every time that we're whining, it's just lengthening the exile. It's just like you decreed on yourself to be stuck in that situation until you're going to understand it. You didn't get it today, so maybe tomorrow. You didn't get it tomorrow, so maybe the day after. You made that decree when you kept on whining. All of the exile is causes because of Priyat Chinam, crying for no reason. And Rav Shalom explained in the Garden of Gratitude in the beginning, he's explaining. They had a reason. What? They don't have a reason? All of the leaders, the princes of Am Israel, came to their tribes and explaining to them, and they trust them. They were their leaders. They took them out from Egypt. They walked with them all of that journey. They were their leaders. They trusted them. And they're coming and telling them, no chance, you cannot enter to Eretz Israel, we're going to die over there for sure, they're giants, they're going to kill us. You're not going to believe the leaders, the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu put them in front of all of Am Israel. They, mamash, received their job from Moshe. And now they're the ones that are telling us that there's no chance. What are we going to do? Not going to cry? For sure going to cry. It was justified. And it's not justified. Why? Because there is no reason to cry. No reason to cry. Because you need to be ready even to die in Eretz Israel. And not to care. Every moment. So what? You're going to die in Eretz Israel. Hashem wants you to die. So what? You're not accepting it. Why? Because you want to live. But Hashem wants you to die. Chas v'shalom. We don't know. What do you care? You so care about those 70 years, 80 years in this world. About the money, the apartment, the backyard. It's not exist. Hashem Yitzvarach wants to bring you to eternal life. The righteous man of the generation wants to bring you to an eternal life. To live in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Something that is beyond your reach. And for him, it's a simple thing. He sees it bright like the day. For him, it's simple that there is a world to come. He can see it. He sees it. He sees the process of tshuva, and he sees the process of salvation, of geulah. He sees it all. He sees the heaven, the court in heaven, judgments. You read a little bit stories on righteous people. For them, it's one world. It's everything is one. Climbing and going down, back again, and talking, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, I'm going to ask Hashem. Climbing, coming back, 40 days, didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep, didn't, nothing. For him, it's nothing. He doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to drink. He can see the court of heaven. For the tzaddikim, it's reality. For us, it's faith. We need to believe in that. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem, and look, and see, Ki amcha goy hazeh, it's your nation. Take care of them, they're your children. Vayomer, so Hashem is saying to him, Panai elechu v'anichoti lach. Give me a few minutes to relax, and I'm listening to you. I'm with you. Now I'm angry, come back in 5 minutes, I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to let you, whatever you want. Vayomer elav, so Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, Im en panecha olchim, al ta'alenu mizeh. If you're really not about coming to forgive us, really, if your anger is not going away, so don't take us from here. Look how strong Moshe Rabbeinu is fighting for each and every one of us. How are you there? What are you saying to Hashem? Where do you find that courage? Hashem told him, look, give me 5 minutes and I'm with you. What Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, if you're not serious, don't come back. We need to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu said, "Ani aser etchem kamoni mamash. I'm going to make you to be like me." You need to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu how to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the avrichim from this class talked to Rav Shalom, told him, "Rav, I feel that I'm angry on Hashem Yitbarach. This is my itbodedut today. I feel that I'm angry on Hashem, and I'm telling it to him. How can it be? And this and that." He said those words to Rav. Rav Shalom told him, "Continue with that. This is itbodedut of truth. This is what that you need to do in your itbodedut. You need to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the point of your heart of today. If today you're a broken vessel, you need to talk from that place. If today you're illuminated and you're strong and you have faith, talk from that place. But you need to talk. And even if you have the worst things to say to Hashem, say it, of course, with honor, with respect, with all due respect, but say it. And if you're not going to say, so you haven't made your itbodedut today. You weren't opening your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when you reveal yourself to the Kohen, to the Tzaddik, that we're confessing in front of Rabbeinu in the itbodedut, he can purify you. Even if you purified yourself, and you purified the vessels and everything, and you went to the mikveh, and you were counting, and you were doing everything, if the Kohen will not going to say on you, tahor, pure, you're contaminated. And if the Kohen looked at you and said on you, pure, and he was wrong, and you're contaminated, still you have a certain nega that he didn't saw, he didn't recognize. And he said on you, pure, you're pure. So the purity depends in the Kohen, in the tzaddik. The purity depends in the tzaddik. And if you're one of his people, so you're pure. Even if you're not. Because you're one of his people. Because when you commit yourself to follow, to obey, to the advice of the leader, of the generation, and you do what that he commanded you to do, you're one of his people. This is it. And Rabbeinu said in the Likutei Moharan that it depends in the love. If you love him, you're one of his people. Love him. This is it. People thinking, maybe I need to come to Eretz Israel, maybe I need to do this, to do that. You don't know nothing. When Hashem will want you here, you're going to find yourself here. Like the Tablevovich told us on that old person, 90 years old, that found himself in Eretz Israel. And Rabbi Yehuda Zablevovich from Hungary, Rabbi Yehuda Zablevovich asked him, how you came? No one could run from the Nazis over there in Hungary. And he was 80 years old. How you came? He said, they brought me here. And Rabbi Yehuda Zablevovich explained that angels took him from Hungary and brought him to Eretz Israel. And someone asked him which merit he had, what he'd done to achieve that, to be worthy, to be saved by angels from that massacre in Hungary. He said he was a teacher, a rabbi in school, and when he saw people going out from toilet, and toilet paper was stuck to their shoes, he would bend, going down to the floor, and taking it off from their shoes, that they were not going to be disgraced. That was the mitzvah that brought him by angels to Eretz Israel in the middle of the Holocaust from Hungary. 90 years old person. Because that he was respecting people, running after the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the honor of people. If you see in yourself that you are trying to do the best that you can in the Avodat Hashem, you need always to go with Kaf Zchut on yourself. Always. Like David HaMelech. Open the book of Tehillim again and again and check. David HaMelech is judging himself to Kaf Zchut in a positive way all of his lifetime. All of his lifetime. I'm Jewish. I'm good. I'm trying. I'm trying to serve you. I'm loyal to you. I love your Torah. I'm praying to you. I'm counting on you. All day long. Kol Hayom Misichati. On that he's talking to Hashem. Check yourself inside. You're the same. And if you think you're different, it's because Yetzer Hara is telling you that you're different. And you're not dividing between who that you really are inside, a holy soul, a Jew. It's not connected to your actions at all. Your actions are because of the exile. Your actions are because of the way that you've been educated. Your actions are because that you have fears and anxieties and stress and you don't know how to deal. But it's not because that you're mean, that you're cruel. You don't know. When you had that crisis, you didn't know how to deal. When you had those difficulties, you were afraid. When you had that stress, you answered because you were afraid to confront and to deal and to take responsibility on yourself. So you answered back. But you didn't want to do that. If you're going to check yourself inside, you're going to see you're pure. You have a soul, there is no doubt. And you need to go with that all of your life, no matter what's going to be. I am good, I'm good. I'm a son of Hashem. I am good. I'm a holy soul. And this is it. And nothing's going to change it. This is me. And this is who that I want to be. And I want to succeed. And I want to do good. And I want to learn Torah. But today, it was hard for me. In the morning, I couldn't pray Shacharit. And in the afternoon, also, I couldn't pray Mincha. And I'm sorry, Hashem, that I dropped that precious. Shacharit, that is so important, that is so great, that is so good, that is so amazing. And I dropped it, Hashem. I'm so, please give me the merit to appreciate it, to understand it, to love it, to care about it. Give me the merit to stand and to pray and to put my heart in that filah. This is the way of tshuva.
Hashem, I wasn't praying. And also yesterday, I wasn't praying. Someone came to me crying. For a few months, I'm not praying Shachrit. You know what you do every day? You're not praying Shachrit, alright? You are not praying Shachrit, alright? You're going to be punished on it, alright? Now you relax, alright? You're going to be punished on it, alright? But all day long, you are learning Torah, and you put Tefillin Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and you try to guard your eyes, and I know who I'm talking about. A person that is doing a lot. But the Yetzirah caught him on something. Go on. Ma? La? Siyamtem Shama?
Ma?
Siyamtem Shama?
Yes,
I can't wait for that. Okay, so. I'm late, and Baruch Hashem, we're beyond time. Rabbi Sai, it has good. To believe in ourselves, mamash it. And this is, I'm sorry that we just one verse of Tehillim. Dirshu Adonai v'uzo, when you ask Hashem and the righteous man and the tzaddik, bakshu panav tamid, it gives you the power to ask for the face of Hashem Yitbarach, like we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. You find that power yourself to find the face of Hashem. I want to know you, Hashem. I want to recognize you, Hashem. It gives you power. After that, you look for Hashem, and you look for the righteous man, for the tzaddik, it brings you to that place that you yourself are going to be a tzaddik, that you yourself are going to look for Hashem in Barak and going to find him.